Dear valued listeners, I hope this message finds you well. First and foremost, I want to extend my sincerest apologies for the inconsistency in our podcast posting over the past few months. It's been a challenging time, and today I would like to talk openly about it so we can move forward together. Well, these past few months have been incredibly trying, filled with unexpected hurdles and difficulties, and unfortunately it prevented me from maintaining our regular podcast schedule. And I understand that this may have been frustrating for you, and for that I'm truly sorry. The episodes you'll be hearing, to be honest, were actually recorded several months ago, but due to the overwhelming challenges I faced, I couldn't find the right time and focus required to edit and post them. It's been a frustrating situation to say the least, but I'm committed to rectifying this. Additionally, I'm aware that some episodes may have experienced audio quality issues, primarily because of unreliable internet connections during recording. So I deeply apologize for any inconvenience this may have caused. It's something I'm working diligently to improve moving forward. I want to thank you for your patience, understanding and continued support during these tough times. Your loyalty means the world to me, and I promise to make every effort to get this podcast back on track. I have some exciting content planned and I can't wait to share it with you all. So let's put the past behind us for now, as dwelling on it won't change what's already happened. Instead, let's look forward to better days and a brighter podcasting future maybe. Thank you once again for being such amazing listeners, and I look forward to bringing you more engaging contents in the near future. So, for now, I want to welcome you all to AeroLife, where we delve into the exciting worlds of space and aviation. Whether you are an avid space enthusiast, an aviation buff, or just someone curious about the science and technology that drives these industries, this podcast is for you. In each episode, we bring you the latest news and developments in space and aviation, from breakthroughs in rocket propulsion technology to cutting-edge advances in aircraft designs. We also feature interviews with experts in the field, including astronauts, aerospace engineers, and aviation historians who share their knowledge and experiences. Our aim is to provide you with a comprehensive yet accessible understanding of space and aviation. So join us as we explore the depth of space and the skies above with AeroLife.
Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter and Mars. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, baby, kiss me.
Today's guest is Roy Ben-Anat from Israel. Roy holds a private pilot license as well as a commercial drone operator license. Alongside, he also has a business based on aerial photography. Sounds incredible, right? Well, Roy is a proud father of three very cute supporters of his. And I must add that at the age of 34, he has achieved unbelievable milestones, which has inspired and benefited a lot of followers like me. Welcome to my podcast, Roy. It is an honor to have you here.
Hey, thank you. It's also my honor to be hosted in your podcast.
So my first question is, how does it feel to fly an aeroplane that you have built all by yourself?
Oh wow, yes, it's a good one. It's very exciting, although you know, it's now it's the time of the test flights, so it was so busy on doing the tests and you know, check the airplane and learning what the airplane. So forget to actually exciting. But sometimes some of the flights when I'm not checking anything or just cruising to check the fuel consumption and the simple things, it's very very exciting. You realize you build something, you build an airplane. So It's a feeling of excitement and proud of what we did, me and my father.
I get it. I mean, it must be a huge responsibility itself to, have been working on something for that long and then taking complete responsibility of it. And there can not be any drawback on it. Otherwise, it can be dangerous. So it's definitely sounds like very exciting at the same time, quite exhausting, isn't it?
Yeah, I must tell you that you said danger and responsibility. It reminds me the, you know, the decision that I made to fly this airplane for the first time. We wasn't sure. It's me, my father, my wife, that also was a partner of this journey. Just before I flew to England to do the training and the preparation for the first flight, I wasn't able to decide who would do the first flight. And one of the key things that I felt about it is the responsibility of foreign pilot that step into an airplane that I built. And if something will go wrong, and what will happen to him, I couldn't live with the thought that I hurt someone else. This is all about the feeling of dangers and responsibility. But this is also where I decide with the bonus of the instructors in England that I can actually do it myself. This is why I did it. And this is why I'm parking and flying in open area. We have few airfields and airports in Israel. And it's minimizing to, third party and civilians' danger, hurt, or anyone else.
Wow, that sounds quite surreal, at the same time it sounds it's a movie, it's a biopic that I'm listening to, because this responsibility, this feeling of responsibility that you have, that rather than letting someone else take the first flight, you yourself will go for it, and the confidence that you have in itself, it sounds very, very moving to me. I can totally understand that words will never be able to describe this great feeling of immense joy, but what you said really left a mark and is going to have a great impact on all the listeners, definitely.
Thank you very much. It was, I must say, it was a scary moment. Actually, the first flight, in particular, the first flight when I woke up in the early morning, you're going to fly an airplane that you don't really know how it will behave. And besides that, also you want to, the first goal is to save the environment, don't hit anyone. And the second is don't get hurt, because I have a family. So I want to get, I want to go back home in one piece. And the third is to, starting the process of test flights. These were the achievements for the first day of flights. Very exciting and stressful moments these days were,
Completely, I can understand and I can imagine. And you achieve this huge milestone because your answer kind of reflects the kind of person you are, because you said that at first what matters is the environment and you don't hit anyone or you don't destroy the environment, and secondly you are a family man, so you have to be careful to keep in mind that you have a family behind you, and this sense of responsibility and this your answer and your priorities shows what kind of mindset and how amazing as a human being you are. I really congratulate you on this huge achievement, Roy.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for your good work, man. Thanks.
Okay, so moving to the next question, what did you study that gave you this extraordinary confidence to build an aeroplane all by yourself?
Well, I'm going to surprise you or not. I may surprise some other people, but I didn't learn anything. I'm not an engineer, I'm not a mechanic. I consider myself as a man with a good hands. When I was a child, I played with remote control airplanes and helicopters. So when they crash, I need to fix them. So this is all my experience with working with my hands. So I have a pretty nice, I think, a technical knowledge, but I didn't have any experience with engineering or mechanic. All the things that I was required to know, I learned, on the way, on the build. I got all the knowledge from investigate or for learning and read articles, consult with a lot of people. I must tell you, for the first time I opened the plans, I held my head and I looked at my father. I said to myself, how am I going to make an airplane from these 58 pieces of papers? You know, there is just a kind of material, a shape, and dimensions. That's all. No instructions, what I need to do before what, how I'm going to weld the fuselage, how I'm going to cut the ribs of the wing, or do some complicated stages such as the wing mount or the calibration of the tail section. I knew nothing, actually. But this is why the whole information edge, let's call it like that, Facebook, Instagram, all the social media, all the internet, you can find whatever you need, you can find over there. And lucky me, and this is also when I chose the DL107, it has a very active community on Facebook, and there is a lot of information, a lot of pictures, and people, when I started the build, there also were two or three friends that were on advanced stages, so they share always thoughts, tips, and pictures about their processing. So I learned a lot from it, and also I was in daily communication with them. And also another key feature, let's call it, to this group is that the designer is very active. If you are asking a question and those who had the experience of build didn't answer, you can get the answer from the designer, which is it's huge advantage. So it really helped. When you have your surrounding by good guys that helping you with questions and consulting, and they see something in the picture you posted, and so they give you a note, you feel confidence to do this journey. You're not alone. It's very important when you build something, and especially when you don't have a mechanical background.
Well, your journey reminds me of a quote I learned quite some years back, which says, allow your passion to become your purpose and it will one day become your profession. So it's so great. Exactly. To see the quotes living in front of me. And at the same time, what you said about the Facebook community takes me back to the time when I was relentlessly I was working very hard to apply to the universities of in USA, and I was going through a lot of websites and a lot of things, but there was very little of information that was, you know, like showing me what to do in the precise and correct way. But then I found a community on the Facebook and I got so much of help from there that I ended up, you know, I ended up applying to more than 25 universities in USA without paying a single buck, you know, and that is all because of that community.
Amazing. This is the power of the this is the real power of the social media. I think it's very important, and this is the way I you can achieve almost everything you want, because you're connected with millions of people, and people want to help. And I see it by myself. I got a lot of help from people, for real. And this is what makes me to also be a passion for help others with their questions and sharing info, sharing things. I decided to share all this journey both on Instagram and I did a vlog on YouTube that I'm explaining the complicated and difficult stages and the steps that I did in build to return the community. I think, you know, it's something that I must do if I use it. If I use, you know, the free info, I have to return and make it even richer. So it's great. It's great stuff.
Amazing. Thank you very, very much, Roy, for sharing this to all of us. Okay, by the way, I am very curious to know that does the Pretty Aeroplane have a name for itself?
Yes. It's interesting. First, the logo of the name of the airplane is DR107, which is known as One Design. It has a pretty interesting story. If you want it later, I can share it also. But the call sign of the airplane is 4X-ray, which is it's the Israeli sign. And then OMR, Oscar Mike Romeo. OMR is, you know, it's the main letters of my wife's name, Omer. So basically the airplane is on her name. So I decided I could choose the O, the Oscar. This is the first letter of amateur built airplanes, and I could choose the two other digits. So I decided to call it on her name as a homage for what she have done. You know, she support on this project, she support me, she running the business, and she's doing amazing things in related to this project, to, you know, our life, take care of our family, all of this, all that she's done. I had to do something special, you know.
Totally, I can. That is so deep, you know, to even think, you know, like there is so much of support that we can get from our own family, and that support is so unconditional that sometimes it is worth more than anything else in the world. So I'm really glad to know this story, you know, that the aeroplane has such a sweet meaning behind his name.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes.
Thank you. Okay, so the next question is, how long was the journey from day zero to the final day you realized that, oh yes, I have finally made it?
I think it was, it was 4 years, but we actually worked in the workshop in about 3.5 years. But, you know, if we are considering the times that we checked and investigated things and did the bureaucratic process, the Civil Aviation Authority. The total time is 4 years, and the build itself took 3.5 years.
Like, really, I think it has costed a lot of sleepless nights and a whole different, you know, level of patience and hard work as an exchange, which is very inspiring.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. A lot of sleepless nights.
The sleepless night and all these exhausting times has gifted you with something that is like an achievement of a lifetime, isn't it?
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. But I think that our human beings are calibrated to forget the tough days and remember all the good times. But definitely, if I'm summarizing the journey, it was one of the experience. Was significantly special experience these 3.5 years. Absolutely.
Wow. Like, it is really motivating me, and I'm sure that to all the listeners as well, it is, you know, like way more than a huge form of motivation that they can get in this point of time.
About motivation, I must say that I really, you know, if someone is thinking about doing this journey, really passion for it, I always tell him, you know, go for it, because I did this journey because I didn't have any chance. That's the only way to make my dream of flying aerobatics come true. Because of the complexity in Israel we can't import used amateur built airplanes, and buying an airplane with a fully unlimited aerobatic capabilities, it's cost a lot, you know, like used from 1996 extra cost about 200 grand, and new one is it's about $500,000 or more, $500,000. So I thought about buying a pits, and because we can't buy a used amateur built airplane, we have to buy a factory built, and a pits that factory built cost about 100 grand. So I did the calculation, and 100 grand is a lot of money, and I came up with a conclusion that I need about 5 years of saving. And you know, life are stronger than our abilities. This is what I thought about myself, that the life are much stronger than my ability and my my power to save that amount of money. $20,000 saving a year. When you have a family, when you want to go for a vacation, you want to upgrade your car, you want to upgrade your apartment, it probably would be impossible. So when I saw this airplane, also I very liked his capabilities, what pilots said about it, and when I saw that it's home built, I said, well, we have a solution, because when you're building an airplane, you take the cost and you're spread it over the years. So it was a good solution, because if I have money, I'm proceeding the build and moving forward. If I don't have money at all, or if I don't have enough, I can always slow down or do pause or everything like that. But the most important thing is that I am in the process of making that dream. This is what the, you know, you said motivation is, it reminds me what was the drive to get into this, because that was the actually the only way to make it come true, is to build the airplane and do it fast, because you know, the prices are rising in the aviation industry, always the price are rising, something like that.
Wow, that is like, you know, that is what I love the most about achievements, that to me in a success story, the struggles are having like a huge significance as compared to anything else, because the struggles, like you said, you were having a family, yet you had to save a huge sum of money, you know, for following your passion. So these struggles and all these hidden stories, you know, all the hardships that are in this achievement has huge value as compared to, like, it has, you know, it teaches us a lot about how to deal with certain situations and you know, work in a very nice way and you know, in a very clever way, and to understand our situation and adapt it. Maybe it might take few more years to reach to the destination, but having this, you know, thought that one day we are gonna make it, you know, having this motivation till the end of the work is done, that means, you know, that has a huge significance to anything, to any success.
Yeah, absolutely. Go for it, by the way. Go for it, make your dream.
Thank you so much for turning into the first episode of the podcast. I hope you found it informative, engaging and entertaining. Well, I couldn't have done it without your support, and I appreciate each and every one of you who took the time to listen. As we gear up for the second episode, I would love it if you could show some love to the podcast and also a teeny tiny bit of your support maybe. You can do this by subscribing to the podcast, leaving it a rating and reviewing it on your favorite platform. And also please don't forget to share the podcast with your friends and family, especially this episode. And your feedback means the world to me, and it helps me to continue creating content that resonates with you. I am excited to bring you more episodes filled with insightful discussions, inspiring interviews and thought-provoking ideas. Once again, thank you very, very much for being a part of the podcast journey, and I look forward to having you join us for the second episode. So, see you.